How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just mean by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right. Call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Be prepared for many sound effects now. So first, I'm referring to the fireworks, and we are so thrilled to see those fireworks, right? It's part of our culture. It's part of our tradition. How about our pets? They're not so thrilled. So we've talked about this a little on the radio, but if you haven't heard, and now you're thinking, oh, no, what do I do? My dog is afraid. I've got no time to do anything. Well, you do have time to do something, and I will talk about what you can do to help our dogs feel not as terrified as some of them feel about the 4th of July. Oop. Mosquitoes in the studio. Oh, there's another one. Everywhere. What do we do about that? And what do we do about our pets? You know, our pets get bitten by mosquitoes actually more often on average than we do. And sometimes they can come back and we don't know it because they've got all that fur or hair. 100 bites, literally. Can you imagine what that feels like? But it's not only what it feels like and all the itching and scratching. Dogs don't scratch just only because they are dogs and dogs scratch. It's because they itch. But in addition to that, mosquitoes transmit potentially deadly heartworm disease. Well, we've got a new idea. It's called Double Defense. We've talked about it on the show before, and now veterinary parasitologists are talking about it. In fact, one of them, Dr. Byron Blackburn, will be here. That's an old cat meowing. We will talk to, I warned you about the sound effects. We'll talk with Dr. Mary Gardner about geriatric kitty cats and what we can do toward the end of their lifespan to make them feel more comfortable. All of that and most important, and I have no sound effects for this, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS. How about ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling? Our phones don't do that anymore, do they? 866-554-7387. Toll free. I do look forward to speaking with you. Let's go to the phones. On the telephone now is from Tennessee, Richard. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I have a cat that every time I fix my mulch and my flower bed and getting it looked good, he goes over there and makes a big litter box out of it all along the mulch.
Hmm. What is he using as the litter box exactly? The mulch itself?
The mulch, yes. Not the flowers or the dirt or anything. It's the mulch. And somebody told me to dump citronella, and maybe the citronella would keep him away or keep him out of it.
Maybe.
But it only works for a day or day and a half, 2 days, and then he's right back in it.
Right, or it rains out, and then, you know, you have to start all over. Where did you get this cat from?
It was a stray cat that was sick, and I just took it in and you know, got it fixed, got it healthy, and got it fixed. And
good for you. Have you tried? Have you thought about keeping this cat indoors? Period. Then you don't have the problem.
Well, I'm not really a fan of cats and dogs in the house. I take care of a lot of.
Why wouldn't you? Hold on a second. Why wouldn't you be a fan of a cat being in the house? Because you clearly care about cats. So here's what can happen to the cat outside. It can use your neighbor's mulch or garden as a litter box. To me, that's being a rude neighbor. It can kill birds and other wildlife, and that's, like, you know, not necessary. It's sort of not fair to those birdies. In addition to that, for your cat's benefit, can get diseases from other cats. The number one cause of death in indoor-outdoor cats is that big predator called a car that kills cats. Where you are, there could be coyotes, maybe even birds of prey if your cat's a smaller cat. There are lots of things that your cat can get into that your cat shouldn't get into. When it gets cold enough outside, it's what your cat goes under, which could be a car hood. And then someone goes to start their car, and your cat is then no longer alive, perhaps. I mean, there's just so much, and I'm just beginning that list. There's much longer list.
But see, I'm kind of a sucker because there's like five or six cats that I've gotten fixed. Every time one wanders up, I take it to the vet, get them fixed, get them shots, get them taken care of. So it's just not one cat that I take care of. I take care of five or six cats, and they come home, eat, hang out, get watered.
Yeah.
Listen,
you're a good guy for doing that, and I appreciate that. What you can do is set up mulch somewhere else, maybe, since at least this cat and probably some of the others like mulch. You could set up mulch somewhere else, perhaps, in your garden, and introduce your cat to that place, and hopefully your cat will go there if you make the other place unacceptable. Now, the places have to be kind of fairly close to one another, and also the cat has to know the other place exists. And then the original place that you don't want the cat to go, the citronella, if that works for a few days, that might be enough because your cat's not going to hold his or her legs for 4 days, you know. So having it work for a few days will work. You could also try lemon peel or orange peel. Cats don't like citrus, and by putting enough of that out, if other critters don't eat it up who do like it, then that could do the trick as well. But just make it unacceptable in some way. Another way to do it might be to – I've had people call me and say, we blew up balloons and we put it around that area. Looks very weird and festive. I'm not sure which, to your neighbors. But nevertheless, that might keep the cats away. Putting rocks on it, but I'm not sure that would help your mulch at all. You know, so – whatever you could do to keep the cats away for a couple of days, if you give them an alternative place to go, maybe they'll then go to that alternative place.
So I tried to put a litter box on the porch. You know, I feed them on the porch.
What did you put inside the litter box?
It just dawned on me. I put litter, but I should put the mulch.
Yeah, maybe. Yep. It seems to be what at least this one cat and maybe the other cats like. So if that's the case, I would do that.
None of the other cats use the mulch. It's just they all go out in the woods, and you can see them using the bathrooms in the woods and the wood line. It's just this one cat. It's just him that does it. But none of the other ones do it.
Yep. I think you're totally on target. That's what I would try first if it were me.
Put the mulch in the litter box.
Yeah. At a place you got it. A place exactly where this cat hangs out. So you know the cat will notice it, and at the same time make the other place that this cat has been using unacceptable. Okay.
Yes. Well, I appreciate it. That makes that. I think that's going to help me.
I hope it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Do you like me? I hope you like me on Facebook. Yes, like everyone else, I do have a Facebook fan page. It's simply facebook.com/SteveDalePetWorld. Easy enough to find. Or check out our YouTube videos. We have what, about 200 videos up there now. We speak with veterinary experts on all sorts of different topics, everything from heart disease in cats to dogs that just bark too much or dogs that take you for a walk. We just did one on that very topic. What do you do to encourage your dog to stay anywhere near you when you're on the walk rather than be at the end of the leash with the nose on the ground? Yes, there is a way to fix that, and I explain what that is all about. Also, we speak with experts like veterinary parasitologists. That's right. We talk about fleas and ticks and other buggers, and we're about to talk about one of those buggers later in the program, Dr. Byron Blackburn. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, my goodness. Just a couple days before July 4th. And, you know, it's not that our dogs aren't patriotic. I'm sure they are. But they sure don't like fireworks, do they? And some dogs are absolutely terrified. And some of you may live right down the street where there are fireworks displays every year. So what do you do with a dog that is terrified of fireworks and it's just a couple days beforehand? So there are some things you could have done if you had thought about this like a month ago. But now what do you do? I remember years ago, I was asked on a radio show. I'm a guest frequently on radio shows, and this goes back 20 years. So it was before we have many, today we have tools that we didn't have then. And I said, take a telephone directory. It shows you how long ago this was. I said, take a telephone directory, a big telephone directory, and attach something to it that'll make a lot of noise, like a bell or anything that'll jingle or jangle, and drop it on the ground. And it got national press that I said that. Kind of silly thing, but the idea was that you'd accustom your dog to these loud noises and at first start very far away and then get closer and closer. And you could try to do that. There isn't much time at this point. Now we have tools that we didn't have. And just play the sound of fireworks. You know, you can go to YouTube and find it, right? Play the sound of fireworks on a speaker at a very low volume and then eventually pump up the volume. And if your dog is afraid, then you've pumped it up too fast and do it very gradually. And even better, if you feed your dog while you're doing all this, so your dog associates food, something really good now, with the sound of fireworks. The problem is you can't exactly duplicate that sound. Unless you have awfully great speakers, the dogs somehow know the difference. Sometimes that can work. For sure, when the fireworks are going off, if you have a dog that's worried about them, put your dog in a room such as a basement. That would be best, but a room as far away from the noise as you possibly can. Close the door to the room, shut the shades in case the fireworks can be seen off in the distance, and play some radio, maybe a talk radio station such as the one you're listening to now. And also provide something else for your dog to do. Dogs aren't very good at multitasking. So if your dog is busy trying to get a treat out of a toy, and there's so many toys now you can buy that you could stuff low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese, manufactured dog treats into, if your dog is very busy doing that, your dog can't at the same time possibly think about, oh, I'm worried about this other noise. So if you could distract your dog, that's great. And you can lower the anxiety instantly. I'm snapping my fingers now, but I'm not very good at it. But that quickly by plugging in an Adaptyl diffuser. Adaptyl is a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs keep calm and relaxed and comfortable in their own surroundings. That is for starters. Now, if you have a dog that's absolutely, you know, this dog's going to be bonkers. This dog may even lose house training because of the fireworks. This dog is that terrified, is salivating, is shaking, and you want to do something more, talk to your veterinarian. I mean, you have a day and a half. I mean, you have a little bit of time to do that and ask about gabapentin. I don't talk about drugs on the radio very often. I'm a behavior consultant. I'm not a veterinarian, so it's up to your veterinarian. A lot of the anti-anxiety drugs, in fact, all of them take days, weeks, really, to really kick in. You don't have time for that now. This drug kicks in faster. It will lower anxiety. It might make your dog a bit sleepy, but I'll tell you, it's better to be sleepy than to be terrified. Your veterinarian will know the drug that I'm talking about. But the good news is today, a combination of those things, you can do something so your dog doesn't think, oh my gosh, I am going to die, because your dog has no way to know what's going on. Now, for dogs and cats that can care less, good for them. Continue celebrating, and happy Independence Day to all of you. You know, it's a funny thing, or maybe not so funny. I hear about it all the time. My dog used to be terrified of fireworks. Now my dog isn't anymore. And I say, well, what's going on, really? And so I don't know what's going on. My dog's now 18. Well, your dog doesn't hear the fireworks. And the same thing sometimes with cats. So what can we do to help our cats that are aging? We have an expert who we will speak to next.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Mary Gardner of Lap of Love, you are about to come out with a book about geriatric dogs and cats, the treatment and care of geriatric pets, which is a wonderful idea. But I begin in asking you questions here. What is a geriatric pet? And here's why I ask. I think of certain actors, you know, who we know that are 92, 93, and they're working. And you would never know that they're 90 anything. But then we all know people who might be 62 that unfortunately are acting like they're 92. So what defines a geriatric pet? To me, age is only a number, as they say.
It is.
And it's not only the age of the pet. There's got to be more to it.
You're right. So there's not a great definition of geriatric pet or human. There's some number that they throw out, even for seniors, right? When you're, what, 55, you start
or
to qualify.
Or 62,
I don't even know what it is anymore.
Right.
What's a senior? And then when is it, are you a geriatric? And then when are you even eligible for hospice, let's say? There's a lot of different theories out there. The majority say the last 25% of your lifespan would be considered your geriatric phase. And then your last 6 months of life would be maybe needing hospice care. Same thing kind of holds true for our pets. And there's the puppy life stage, the adult, the senior, which usually starts around 7 to 9, depending on a breed or a species. And then there's the geriatric phase. And so those would depend also not just on the species, but the breed, because different breeds of dogs age faster. So we know the Great Danes, they sometimes don't make it to 10. You know, double digits are not common in the Great Dane, but yet the Chihuahua, you can have sometimes a 22-year-old Chihuahua.
Exactly.
And why? So there's a great deal of variance, but it really happens to, you know, really focuses on how they are and not how old they are.
And that's what I want to get to. So you have a pet that is, and at the end of this, what I want to find out from you is the secret to the fountain of youth. No problem.
Easy. Got
it. Yeah.
It's in my pocket.
I know. So we have a pet that is, as I describe with people, we have, say, a cat who's 18. And years ago, cats didn't even live to 18.
I know.
You know?
And now that's...
And the cat is hobbling around. The cat is having a variety of physical problems, not making it into the litter box.
A couple of extra vomits on the couch.
All of that. And then you have a cat who's 18, and people come over and they think your cat is 8.
Right.
So is the pet owner doing anything wrong or right? Is it mostly genetics?
So a lot has to do with genetics. A lot has to do with inherited problems that they may encounter. But there's also genes that turn on and off for certain people and pets based on environmental issues. So two pets could eat the same thing and be in the same environment, but one may have a gene that triggers almost the aging process, if you will, sooner than the other one. Just like some people living in the same house could have allergies, or brother and sisters, if you will, or die later or sooner. But you will have a variance within different species in the same household, and there's not just the great answer to it. So that's the problem, is that there's not, just like in humans, like you said, you can have a 90-year-old and a 60-year-old both acting great and then both also acting really poor. But it is...
Does play and
yes.
does... In, okay, you're ahead
Huge.
Of me.
Huge. Yeah,
talk
you're,
about that.
You're
talk
ahead
talk
of me.
No, you're ahead of me.
So they have done a lot of studies in humans that nurture is a big part of how long you live. So the more love you get, the more hugs you get, the more social Aww. Interaction, right? Same goes for our pets. They've done studies with cats in shelters that where they'll have somebody walk up to a cage 4 times a day and not look at the cat and just look down at the floor. And then another group that they're studying, the person would come up to the cage and talk to them and pet through the you know, cage door.
Uh-huh.
Those cats that get social interaction will actually have less disease, be more sociable, and actually adopt out faster because they're more cuddly, if you will. And so the same holds true. The more we love and have social interaction and have that enjoyment, hormones get released and we feel good. It's like oxytocin.
Well,
every time you get a hug, you get oxytocin.
So what you're saying is that we've known for a while that pets are good for us. It turns out we're good for them.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, that the same benefits go both ways.
Goes both ways. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is great. And I can guarantee you this. We're done with this interview, and the first thing I do now...
What?
I hug you.
I love it. Some oxytocin.
I need it. Dr. Barry Gardner, you are walking oxytocin. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our telephone number, because I'm here to help you. So call if you have a behavior question about your pet or pets. 866-554-PETS, toll free, 866-554-7387.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Jim, you are in Tennessee. You are on the radio as we speak. How are you?
I'm good, and I am still in Tennessee. I heard your show the other day for the first time, and intrigued by the idea that it's a behavioral spin on pets. Here's my question.
Yeah.
I have a 5-pound Shih Tzu poodle mix.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful dog. But you pick him up or you just walk over and pet him, and he growls like he's going to bite your leg off. He's never done anything. He will not bite. I can take food out of his mouth. I wouldn't do it on a regular basis. But he still growls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious on your take on what the heck's going on there.
Where did you get the dog from?
Bought him. My wife found him. I don't think it was a pet mill. I would hope that it wasn't.
Did he have him ever since he was a puppy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Has he always done this?
Pretty much, yes.
How old is he now?
He is about 4 and a half.
Okay. So he's a younger dog, and the reason why I asked that question and the question is he always done this is, and this is not for you, it's for everybody else. Anytime you see a change in a pet's behavior, I think medical first very often. And in addition to that, if it were an older dog, I would even more so think medical because it could be that the dog doesn't want you petting him because it hurts or picking up because it hurts. That probably is not the case here because this is not a change in behavior. It's something the dog has always done.
Right.
You know, the way we... So you've got a very small dog. So imagine this. Are you a basketball fan?
Basketball, no. Football, yes.
Okay. Football will work, I think. Imagine the biggest football player you can think of. All right?
Okay.
Could be a linebacker. I don't know. Biggest player you could think of. And now quadruple the size of that player.
Okay.
And you get to knock on the door, and this guy is knocking on the door who's about, then, if we're quadrupling the size, about 20 feet high, like a giraffe, but weighs like four times as much as your average giraffe. That's a pretty big guy, right?
Yeah, right.
And the guy reaches down to or over across to shake your hand. I would run in the other direction. This is what your dog is kind of doing, but your dog can't run in the other direction. So it's conceivable that you reaching over the dog to either pick up the dog or just benignly pet the dog is somehow scary to the dog. I'm not saying that's the case, but I am saying that may be the case. So what I would try to do, be just interesting to do, is to sit down on the floor, not say anything, wait till your dog comes to you, pet the dog. And I bet, especially if you go not over the head, when you, and this is a good thing to teach kids, by the way. Kids will want to, just being kids, they don't know unless they're told, they will reach over the dog's head and pet the dog that way. That's intimidating to a dog, at least a lot of dogs. They learn to deal with it and learn it doesn't mean anything in most cases. But if you go to the side of the dog or toward the rear, not at the rear end, but toward the rear, less intimidating to a dog. So I wonder if you pet the dog that way. So dogs will respond if they're intimidated in one of two ways. One is exactly what you describe. Another way is some dogs will pee on the floor because they get so intimidated. And it's hard to describe. It's not like they're thinking on a daily basis and thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm afraid of this person. It kind of just happens. You know, so the response could either be pee on the floor at simultaneously tail between the legs, ears down. The dog is just looking fearful. It's called submissive urination or exactly what you described. Some dogs will go and they don't like it. They deal with it. They know you don't mean any harm. So it's hard to it's really hard to articulate because we're not dogs and we don't understand their feelings. And I don't say that I do. But I do say that studies have been done, and this shows what happens. So if you sit on the floor, I'm betting you, and I would love it if you call back, problem solved. Now, you'd have to sit on the floor all the time to go pick up your dog or to pet your dog. So what we can do is use, if you wanted to do so, positive reinforcement training. So you give your dog a treat and then cup your dog like you're going to pick up your dog, but don't. Give your dog a treat. Same thing, give your dog a treat, same thing, and then just walk away after you do it. And then maybe pick up your dog an inch off the ground, not even, and give your dog a treat as you do it. Give your dog a treat, give your dog a treat as you do it over and over. And then eventually you're reaching over to pick up your dog, and your dog is like, wow, I get a treat every time he comes by and wants to pick me up. You know, and you'll be able to train your dog out of it, if you will. And using positive reinforcement can be an amazing thing, and this is one way in which it can work.
Okay.
You get all that?
Yeah, I'll try that. I just wind up with a fat dog.
No, so here's what we do so you don't end up with a fat dog. I don't want you to end up with a fat dog. You just do it for I don't know, a couple of weeks, you should be able to solve the problem, first of all.
Okay.
As you do it, as you go, and I'm glad you brought that up, as you go along in this, so you give the dog a treat, you put your dog over, you put your arms over the dog as if you're going to pick up your dog, but you do not, and you're giving your dog a treat. You do that again over and over and over, but you use little pieces of something. So you break off little pieces of Vitabone, something soft and chewy that the dog instantly doesn't have to chew on for 5 minutes. Instantly gets, you know, so a little piece of whatever it is that your dog really will like. It could be low fat, low salt lunch meat, whatever it is. And you do it over and over and over and over, but your dog's going to get the idea, and then you're actually picking up your dog an inch or two off the ground, and at that point you could tail back, you know, it's like a treat every other time, a treat every third time. And in 2 weeks, you've got all this done anyway, so.
Okay.
All right?
I will try that, and I will call you back and let you know how
it. I love it. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Email your questions to me. That is just one way you reach me. And that is steve@petworldradio.net. And our email question of the week, because we choose one of those every week, is next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So what's the most maligned pet, do you think? Maybe a pet rat? Maybe. I mean, they have a bad rap. And they're really sweet, wonderful, affectionate, believe it or not. But actually, at the top of the list is probably a dog you would look at, I would look at, and call a pit bull. In fact, if you do the genetic testing, these dogs are just mixed breed dogs these days. But I'll tell you, anyone on the street, I mean, if you're walking down the street and if you have a dog called a pit bull, most people will then cross to the other side of the street. It's an easy way to clear the street, but it's crazy because they're just dogs. And most of them, overwhelming majority, have wonderful temperaments. It's always been that way. These dogs, in fact, there was a pit bull, the first military working dog ever named Stubby, was recognized not by one, but by two presidents of the United States. The only dog ever to be so recognized by two presidents happened to have been a pit bull. Lots of these animals, the dogs we'd call pit bulls, were on television when television first began,
and before that in the movies, even in the White House, you know. So what happened? What went wrong along the way for them? And the author of a book who answers the question in her book, Pitbull, The Battle Over an American Icon, will be on the show next week.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
I love this question for a lot of reasons. Dear Steve, I'm taking in a homeless cat. Is it possible to train the cat to stay off my kitchen table counters? All my previous cats did their climbing outdoors. Can you really teach a cat not to climb? From Sandy in Illinois. First of all, congratulations for taking in this homeless cat. I mean, that's one reason why I like the question right there. But I like it because it's typical of the sort of thing I get asked about cats all the time. And the answer is no. Domestic cats climb, period. So if you have a cat that is of the species we call Felis catus or domestic cat, that cat will climb unless, and it's the case for a lot of our indoor cats, the cat is obese and cannot climb, or arthritic, which often goes hand in paw with obesity, or has some other sort of medical problem, or is elderly and cannot climb anymore. So yes, cats climb. So what do you do? Well, I'm not quite sure why her other cats weren't climbing, but you can keep them off the counters or any place you don't want them to climb. The secret sauce is in providing a place they can climb. So if the cat is up on the counter and you just walk in the room, and every time you walk in the room and catch the cat on the counter, you say, "Get off of the counter, no!" and scare the cat off the counter, yes, the cat will get down. But what happens when you're not home? And there's a test that I call the flour test. So sprinkle some flour on the countertops. And I can assure you, when you're not home, when you get home, you'll see little paw prints all along the flour because the cat's been up there just when you're not around. So the cat doesn't learn not to go up on the counters. What the cat learns is not to go up on the counters when people are around, because then I get yelled at. So step number one, first of all, take away any temptation. So whatever your cat likes up on the countertops, aside from just being up high, which in of itself is a lot for a cat. So if you keep food up there, if you keep toys for cats, oh, you wouldn't call them toys for cats, but if they're wine corks or bottle tops or a pen or a pencil, all of those from the cat's perspective can be a toy. So keep everything off the counters. I'm sorry, you have to be clean that you think a cat might be interested in. Next thing is give the cat a better place to climb. So if you offer the cat a more appropriate, suitable, and fun place to go. So a place that maybe where the sun shines in, if it's in the kitchen, if you have a kitchen window, but anywhere in the kitchen the cat can climb. You could purchase a cat tree, but you don't have to usually. There's usually some other place that you might be able to think about. And it can be a ledge, you know, whether it be a counter ledge that you can allow your cat to go on, or a window ledge. And just say, okay, this is going to be the cat's place. Now, how does the cat know? You could put up a sign and say, come here. That probably won't work. Catnip might encourage the cat to go there, actually. Or food, certainly some treats, some bedding. Make it a comfortable place to go. Make it a fun place to go. And whenever you do catch your cat up there, reward your cat with a special treat. Keep some in your pocket. And if you're in the kitchen anyway, as this place is that we're talking about, but it's true for any reason. If you're in the kitchen anyway, you can go to the fridge and pull out a treat. But it's true for any room in the house. If you don't want the cat over there, provide a better place from the cat's perspective that's over there. You follow all that? It really will work. Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. I also love the idea of a double defense protection against mosquito bites for our dogs, because heartworm disease, but there are other reasons as well, and we'll talk about all of that with veterinary parasitologist Dr. Byron Blackburn next.
Oh, 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 oh.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Not only is he one of the nicest guys that we've had on this radio show, you know, we've had many veterinary professors, countless, on the show. We've never had, by title, an official distinguished professor, in this case of veterinary parasitology from Auburn, Dr. Byron Blackburn. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm fine, Steve. How are you?
I am great, thank you, but not so great if a mosquito bites me or our dogs. We know that mosquitoes carry lots of diseases, potentially to people. Zika is kind of, sort of, still in the news. But certainly, if there were newspapers for dogs, it would all be about heartworm, wouldn't it?
It would. It would. And certainly mosquitoes in North America are probably underrepresented in their importance. You know, we hear so much about ticks, and I know we're going to talk a little about ticks too, but we hear so much about ticks and what they transmit. But in most parts of the world, and certainly importantly in North America, mosquitoes are still very important vectors, you know, particularly for human diseases. But you just mentioned heartworm and its successful transmission by mosquitoes, a number of species of mosquitoes. So, yeah, we still wage war against mosquitoes, and they're still very important bugs.
All right. So the good news is that heartworm preventives are available, and they do what they're supposed to do. They ultimately prevent the disease. They don't prevent transmission, which is something I bet you'll address. And they work great if we use them, but part of the problem is people don't.
You're exactly right. You're a good parasitologist. You know, mosquitoes transmit heartworm, and of course, preventives are administered to prevent the migration of heartworm after it enters the host. We've done less in the past, not enough in my opinion, to address the issue of preventing mosquitoes from actually depositing heartworm larvae. And you mentioned, as you have many times when we've been together, that compliance is such an important issue, and the monthly or semi-annual use of preventives are difficult for many people. They forget. They don't administer them properly. And then you combine that with the occurrence of resistant biotypes of heartworm in certain regions of the country. We need to look to other means, additional means, additive means of being more successful with heartworm prevention.
Yeah, and the phrase now that's being used by the folks who do what you do is double defense, providing, yes, using these traditional and appropriate heartworm preventives, but for all the reasons you suggested, and I would argue others as well, better idea to use this double defense idea, and that is using a flea and tick preventive, and we don't want our pets to get fleas and ticks, so this product that we're talking about already prevents fleas and ticks. But in addition to that, preventing the mosquito from biting in the first place, which seems to be common sense.
It is. How come it's taken us so long to appreciate that, both as scientists and as pet owners? We've known the role of mosquitoes for many years. We've even known that prevention of transmission could be based to a large degree on prevention of mosquitoes from biting, but it's taken the double defense strategy and some excellent research to really sort of commit us to what we've known for years and to maybe encourage us to implement that strategy with more vigor.
All right, so we're going to run out of time here. So I know you do three-hour talks on this, but can heartworm and does heartworm kill dogs?
It does.
All right.
Routinely and regularly.
So we want to prevent that. That seems clear. But I would imagine there are other reasons why preventing the mosquito bite in the first place is a good idea. One, I suspect, is comfort of the dogs. They itch from mosquito bites just like we do.
Well, certainly so. Clearly when you talk about mosquitoes in your person, you think about the little bumps that you get and the irritation they cause, and we don't address that so much with pets, you know, and we think maybe because they have, a pillage, a hair coat that protects them. It doesn't, Steve. They have areas there where skin is bare and free and open and exposed to mosquito bites, and we know that animals can become allergic, as people can, to mosquito bites, so primary irritation certainly is something we should address, too.
Yep. And where you often talk about this is veterinary conferences, and there's science to back up everything that we're talking about. The product that we're talking about is Vectra 3D. It's one of those spot-ons. It's available through your veterinarian. It will stop fleas and ticks and mosquitoes, and that's important for all the reasons we spoke about. Dr. Byron Blackburn, veterinary parasitologist, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So the question often is, pit bulls, friends or foe? And I'll even add to that, is it really a pit bull in the first place? That is what we talk about next week.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalk Radio.